The Men's College World Series shared a graphic before the event began, charting the mileage traveled by all 8 fan bases to get to Omaha. Oklahoma is the closest, with the Sooners traveling only 475 miles to get to Charles Schwab Field. The farthest away? That honor belongs to UNC, which had to log 1,208 miles from Chapel Hill to Omaha. And yet, when the Diamond Heels recorded the final out of Sunday's 5-2 win against number 16 West Virginia to advance to the national semifinals, they could look up and see plenty of happy fans in Carolina blue. Here's what shortstop Jake Schaffner had to say about that.
We're the furthest team away from Omaha, and to see all these fans, the Carolina blue in the stands and the Tar Heel chants, it's been unbelievable. You know, they're such a great fan base, and I think they're one of the best in the country.
Head coach Scott Forbes has several family members in Omaha, so much so that he's taken to calling them the Griswolds. That Forbes, a former assistant, inherited the job from longtime head coach Mike Fox in 2021 adds to the familial mystique which surrounds the baseball program. It's something which has made the Diamond Heels, under Forbes, one of the most consistent programs since his hiring. And now, it's carried UNC to within a game of the National Championship Series.
You know, we use the word love all the time as the backbone of our program, and I explained to our guys there's some tough love in there. But it's the strongest thing on the planet.
College sports teams are the epitome of the found family concept, and there were plenty of UNC baseball alumni in the stands for Sunday night's win. Several of them played on the 2006 team, which prior to Sunday was the last Carolina team to start 2-0 in Omaha. That group finished as national runners-up. The 2006 team has been feted multiple times this season, celebrating its 20th anniversary at Bosshammer Stadium during a weekend series against Georgia Tech. That they and hundreds of other UNC fans made the trip to Omaha is meaningful to the current batch of Diamond Heels, including Gavin Gallagher.
I think now's a good time to thank them for everything that they do for us. They're awesome at the Bosh. They show out weekend after weekend, and especially in the postseason, they're awesome. And also the families. This is a tough trip to make. You know, it's not cheap, and our families, they sacrifice a lot to get here and support us. So really appreciate that and thank them as well.
UNC has made a habit of casting a wide net when searching for new talent in its program. Schaffner is from Wisconsin, for example. But wins like Sunday's and the support that came with it likely carry just a little extra weight for in-state talents like Gallagher from Apex or Walker McDuffie from Broadway, who earned the win with 3 2/3 innings of relief against the Mountaineers. McDuffie's hometown is not too far away from Forbes' home base of Sanford, and the kid who watched UNC win at the Bosch 2 years ago relished his chance to add to the program's list of postseason moments.
Yeah, it means the world. This is why you come to UNC, because you play in the biggest games and you have the best fans. So, I mean, it's what you dream for and it's what you live for, so we take full advantage of it.
For 97.9 The Hill in Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Michael Coe.